Welcome to Lambeth Live, heard every Friday night from 8 to 9 on WTJU Charlottesville. Lambeth Live invites a different musical group from around Central Virginia into your home for an hour-long concert live from the WTJU studios at Lambeth Commons from the University of Virginia. Tonight's act is Travis Book, who is celebrating the release of his new solo album, Alice.
Sun is setting out my window on an empty field and a lone silo. It's kind of locked, it seems so strange, an arc lamp burns so far away. Had a girl, thought she was true. I turned around, she left me blue. Many a mile keep us apart, and I know what's in my heart. I'll love you tonight, and I'll love you tomorrow. Let my headlights shine, pouring rain, see my red tail lights, I'm gone again. Maybe someday the road I ride won't seem so strange to me inside. Path I take may be a rocky one, but it's mine and mine alone. I'll love you tonight, and I'll love you tomorrow. Let my headlights shine through the pouring rain, see my red tail lights, I'm gone again. Yeah, I'll love you tonight, I'll love tomorrow. Let my headlights shine through the pouring rain, see my red tail lights, I'm gone again. See my red tail lights, I'm gone again.
How's it going, everyone? Hello, Charlottesville and the rest of the world. I'm Travis Book, sitting here with Alice. Alice is the name of this guitar I'm playing. There's a little story behind that. I'll maybe tell you about it later. I'm excited to be here on the UVA campus, Lambeth Live, about 45 minutes from my little home out there in the Rockfish Valley of Virginia. It's been a beautiful day here. It's been a long week. It's fun to be playing. I'll do another tune here. As far as I know, it's still the most recorded song in recorded song history, sung by the great, late great John Hartford, hero of mine. Man, I never got a chance to meet, but I'll do this song. Send it out to my friend Delia if you're listening.
Knowing that your door is always open and your path is free to walk.
Makes me intend to leave my sleeping bag rolled up and stashed behind your car. Knowing I'm not shackled by forgotten words or bonds or the ink stains that have dried upon some line. Keeps you on the back road by the rivers of my memory. Keeps you ever gentle on my mind. Not clinging to the rocks and ivy planted on their columns now that binds me. Something that somebody said because they thought we'd fit together walking. It's knowing that the world will not be cursing or forgiving when I walk along the railroad track and find. You're moving on the back road by the rivers of my memory, ever smiling, ever gentle on my mind. Though the wheat fields, the clotheslines, highways and the junkyards lie between us, some other woman crying to her mother cause she turned and I was gone. Still my running silence, tears of joy might stain my face, or the summer sun might burn me till I'm blind. But not to where I cannot see you waving on the back road by the rivers flowing gentle on my mind. Dip my cup of soup back from a crackling gurgling cauldron in some train yard. I beat a rough and coal pile and a dirty half full load across my face. Threw cupped hands round a tin can, pretend to hold you to my breast and find. You're waving from the back road by the rivers of my memory, ever smiling, ever gentle on my mind. On my mind, yeah, gentle on my mind. Sam Bush once said, don't ever forget John Harford. Love that man. A man I never met. So I made a record. Last summer and fall. And the inspiration, the impetus, if you will, was this instrument I'm holding here. It's her name's Alice, and she's a 1985 Martin D35. And she came into my life years and years ago when I first met a man by the name of Benny Galloway. Really amazing, skillful songwriter and butcher and trout slayer and guitar player. And one of the most interesting men I've ever met. And he taught me a lot about songwriting and taught me a lot about different ways to walk through the world. And when I was sort of under his wing learning a lot of music from him and he was teaching me a lot of tunes, this is the guitar he was always playing, Alice. And not long ago he was looking to get his hands on an upright bass, and me being an upright bass player and having a few of them around, I opted to trade him temporarily for this instrument. So as I got to playing Alice and spending time with her, having a conversation with her, a lot of the music that I was playing, a lot of the music that sounded good to me and I wanted to play when I played by myself was songs that Burl had taught me and that I had learned, you know, from Burl and specifically from Alice. So as I started recording songs for a solo record it became increasingly clear that was to be the theme. You know, I have a lot to say as a songwriter, but I'm not quite ready to say it in record form. But I did want to take this opportunity to record this tribute to Burl and to Alice, sort of the tie that binds. So this is Alice, and I hope she sounds good over the airwaves. Alice, before Burl ever played her, he took a router to the sound hole, and he cut it out so he could get his arms down in there and shave down the bracing. And then he and his buddy Bruce put a bone nut and a bone saddle on it, and end pins. Each end pin only fits in its slot. You have to get them right, or they won't go in. And then he basically played her for, I don't know, 20 years until I got my hands on her. So Alice is as much a part of my musical heritage as just about anything. First song that the String Dusters recorded of Burl's was a tune called Poor Boy's Delight. And I'll send this one out to my wife, Sarah. She's from North Carolina, but she lives in Virginia now. So this one fits. Dance with me, Molly, it's Saturday night. There's a chill in the air, you think that you might wanna dance with me, Molly, to an old fiddle tune playing soft like the wind through Virginia in June. Soft like the wind through Virginia in June. You dance with me, Molly. Do you think it'd be wrong if you let down your hair? Let him play us a song. Come and dance with me, Molly. You got nothing to lose but to dance off the soles of your old dancing shoes. Dance off the soles of your old dancing shoes. Molly, ain't I doing this right? You're fine and you fear, you're a poor boy's delight. You're from North Carolina, are you from Virginia? I see, the devil would die if you dance one with me. The devil would die if you dance one with me. Saturday night, there's a chill in the air. Do you think that you might wanna dance with me, Molly, to an old fiddle tune playing soft like the wind through Virginia in June? Soft like the wind through Virginia in June. Soft like the wind through Virginia in June. Poor Boy's Delight. Poor Boy's Delight. This was written about a gal up there at Gold Hill Inn outside of Boulder. Got so caught up in that one, can't remember what I was gonna say next. I think maybe I'll just tune up and play something else. I learned a lot of music from Burl, and I used to learn a lot of tunes, and now I spend a whole lot of time changing diapers and picking up around the house and driving to gigs and doing this and that. But there was a time when I was younger and I had fewer responsibilities. That's all I did was sit around and learn tunes. This is one of those tunes I learned way back in the day. First time I heard Burl play it, I fell in love with a tune by Bob Dylan.
If today was not an endless highway, and if tonight was not a crooked trail, and if tomorrow was in such a long time, lonesome would mean nothing to me at all. And only if my own true love was waiting, and I could hear her heart softly pounding, and only she was lying by me, could I lie in my bed once again. I can't see my reflection in the water. I can't seek the sound that shows no pain. I can't hear the echo of my footsteps. I can't remember the sound of my own name. And only if my own true love was awaiting, and I could hear her heart softly pounding, only she was lying by me, could I lie in my bed once again? There's a beauty in that silver singing river, a beauty in the sunrise in the sky. None of these and nothing else can match the beauty that I see in my own true lover's eyes. Only if my own true love was awaiting, I could hear her heart softly pounding. If she was lying by me, could I lie in my bed once again?
So I grew up in the great state of Colorado, and I'd be lying if I said I didn't miss it. I'm really digging Virginia, and I don't think I'll ever leave, but Colorado is my home, and I was raised by, my parents are fantastic, and they're both musicians, and it never occurred to me that it would be strange to try to play music for a living, and I appreciate that. I'm thankful that my parents had that attitude. They might have saved me a little bit of trouble if they had steered me in a different direction, but so far it's a pretty good life. There's a lot of songs about the West. There's a lot more songs in the bluegrass and folk tradition about the East, I think. I know when I was first learning bluegrass, a lot of the stuff I was hearing, you know, you've got your Blue Ridge Cabin Home, and you know, I ran away to Charlottesville and that kind of thing. So when I first heard this tune by a great Nashville songwriter, a man originally from Arkansas, a true Arkansaser named Sean Camp. When I first heard this song, I really latched onto it. It's a song that sounds like and feels like and talks about the Four Corners region where I've spent a lot of time. And the desert Southwest is a really powerful and unique place. So this is one of my favorite tunes to play. It's on my record. It's called Travelin' Teardrop Blues. Adios, I heard me calling, then I feel my spirit falling, till the warm desert wind to pick me up. I got lost at all four corners and drifted over California, leaving shadows on the ground like clouds above. On my way back through Arizona, I began pining for you. Red rocks run the road beside me along my way. Just like me, they'd like to travel, but they won't sit still no less than I do. I can't sit still until I get back home to you. Yeah, pick me up like some hitchhiker, let me ride into the wild and yeah, I don't care which way I'm going, as long as that's the way you're going too. Yeah, I am the man with the traveling teardrop blues. Angel waits up on the mesa, and in the mirror she makes her face up with a look, some old warrior in her eyes. In the door behind the curtain, on a bed of lust, I loved her while she slept. I left the tears to say goodbye. Yeah, pick me up like some hitchhiker, let me ride into the wild and blue. Yeah, I don't care which way I'm going, long as there's the way going to. Yeah, I am the man with the traveling teardrop blues. I said I am the man with the traveling T-W-O. Traveling teardrop blues. The old traveling teardrop blues. That's one of the most lonesome kind of blues. For those of you who've tuned in a little early for the blues show. Someone once said, I heard it said that it's easier to write it's a lot easier to write a sad song than a happy song. And I don't necessarily think that that's because of the content. I just think it's like, you know, when you're down and you're not feeling great, you tend to have lots of spare time. And when things are going great and you're stoked, you're out and about, you know, so there's a lot of songs out there. There's a lot of sad songs out there, and I like to sing happy songs, but you know, the sad ones are the ones that really tend to get in there and really deal with the heaviest parts of the human spirit, and that's, you know, that's really what art is kind of all about in a lot of ways. So I'll do a lonesome song here. This one's written by Benny Galloway. It's probably written on this here guitar 15 years ago, I would guess. Could be more.
There's a voice going over the mountain, a voice I used to know. I'll bet you 10 that it's her again, that girl from long ago. She wanted California, she got Oregon, I hear. I think it's fair. Warn you, I ain't been myself in years. No, I ain't been myself in years. What's left of it all went with her in a box of broken dreams. I'll tell your friends I love to them, always will it seem. That evening breeze reminds me, so soft against my ear. Before she was behind me, I ain't been myself in years. No, I ain't been myself in a year. Yes, sometimes I hear her laughing. Sometimes I see her face. Sometimes I think that she's coming back to fix this broken place. This broken place. It's
too easy to see right through me. It's too late to change my ways. I'll tell your friends I loved her when I wasn't in the haze. That evening breeze reminds me so soft against my ear. Before she was behind me, I ain't been myself in years. No, I ain't been myself in years. I ain't been myself in years. Oof, that's lonesome. That is lonesome. This is the part of the show where I would ask if there were any questions so as to buy myself some time, maybe get some material. But since there's no audience, no interviewer, it's just me in here with just enough rope to hang myself, I'm just going to have to go on and play something. So much of the music that influenced the people that we're listening to today came from a particular moment in time. I don't know exactly when it was. I'm not a historian, but I do know that that in, you know, Bristol, Tennessee, or Bristol, Virginia, depending on which side of the state street you're on, there was a country music explosion. And when they started recording that music, it changed the face of music. Before it recorded music, there was no ownership of music. You either could make it or you couldn't. And a fellow showed up, and he had a machine, and you could sing into it, and he made recordings. And everything after that moment changed, and there was one family that was really instrumental in that happening. That's the Carter family. And man, they just, you know, pretty much anybody who's writing music that hits heavy has got some Carter family in them. This is a tune I love. I learned this one from Benny Galloway. That's the theme of the night, is my man Burl and the songs he taught me. This is a song. It's a gospel tune, an uplifting song, you know, because I'm tired of being sad. So I'll do this one. It's called 50 Miles of Elbow Room.
And breath, four square cities stand. Its gemstone walls of jasper shine, made not by human hands. 100 miles, the gates are wide, abundant entrance there, with 50 miles of elbow room on either side to spare. When the gates swing wide on the other side, just beyond the sunset sea, there'll be room to spare as we enter there, room for you and room for me. When the gates swing wide on the other side, there the fairest flowers bloom. On the right hand and on the left hand, 50 miles of elbow room.
Sometimes I get cramped and I get crowded here, and I long for elbow room, long to reach for altitude where the fairest flowers bloom. Won't be long until I pass through that entrance there, with 50 miles of elbow room on either side to spare. When the gates swing wide on the other side, just beyond the sunset sea, there'll be room to spare as we enter there, room for you and room for me. When the gates swing wide on the other side, the fairest flowers bloom on the right hand, on the left hand, 50 miles of elbow room. When the gates swing wide on the other side, just beyond the sunset sea, there'll be room to spare as we enter there, room for you and room for me. When the gates swing wide on the other side, there the fairest flowers bloom, on the right hand, on the left hand, 50 miles of elbow room. On the right hand, on the left hand, 50 miles of elbow room. I'd do anything to change your mind one more time, to get that feeling back again. I'd go anywhere, anytime, any place, as long as you were there. I'm not the leaving kind, but I made up my mind. You don't know it, but I'll be there when you fall. Can't see it, but I'm up against the wall. I won't leave here without telling you the truth. You might not know it yet, no matter what you do. Gonna be the last one to love you. It don't matter when I close my eyes, it's no surprise there you are again. On that summer day, time stood still and it always will, and it'll never fade away. But we don't need to wonder why. All that we need is one more try. You don't know it, but I'll be there when you fall. Can't see it, but I'm up against the wall. I'm not leaving without telling you the truth. You might not know it yet, no matter what you do. Gonna be the last one to love you. It don't matter when I close my eyes, it's no surprise there you are again. That summer day, time stood still and it always will, and it'll never fade away. I always hope, but I never heard. And all that it takes is just one word. You don't know it, but I'll be there when you fall. You can't see it, but I'm up against the wall. I won't leave here without telling you the truth. Might not know it yet, no matter what you do. Gonna be the last one to love you. It don't matter much. Anyhow, you're with me now, and that's all we need to know. Walk with me a while, and every day along the way I'll try to make you smile. We don't need to wonder why. All that we need is one more try. You don't know it, but I'll be there when you fall. You can't see it, but I'm up against the wall. I won't leave here without telling you the truth. You might not know it yet, no matter what you do. Gonna be the last one to love you. You might not know it yet, no matter what you do. Gonna be the last one to love you. Last one to love you. I wrote that one on a beautiful day in Nashville with my man Benny Galloway and also the lovely and talented Tim Stafford. From over there in East Tennessee, is a member of the great, fantastic band Blue Highway. They're all like uncles to me. Love those guys. Play a few more. I got time for a few more. There's a song I wrote with Burl, Benny, and he was living in Georgia at the time, and he was digging on the Southern culture, and I was too. This is the lead-off track from my record, Alice. Chattanooga, wish it rolls on through. Sweet Alabama down in Waterloo. Smells sweeter where the grass is green. The Tennessee side of things, ain't for sure if there's a bluer sky. Tell the truth, I'm just a passerby. Heard about the songs they sing on the Tennessee side of things. Heard about the old songs they sing on the Tennessee side of things. Got your girl, I fought us down below the old wood bridge. And in a hurry, we don't need no wings. It's the Tennessee side of things. Line her up and let her swing around. Straight north into Paducah town. If you wanna hear what Southern means, try the Tennessee side of things. If you heard about the songs they sing, try the Tennessee side of things. Cooking supper, so you better come. Say the blessing, put the biscuits on. Picking on the porch tonight, baby, pick until the morning light. Yeah, until that morning light. lazy in the afternoon, shade tree and a country tune. I wanna dance and hear the old girl sing on the Tennessee side of things. Sounds like some old fiddle string. A whistle Dixie and the banjo ring. It's the same old fiddle strings on the Tennessee side of things. On the Tennessee side of things. The old Tennessee side of things. I was out there in Nashville for a little bit. It was all right. Bear with me now as I wrestle this thing down into a different tuning. There's a ghost in this guitar. And if you listen closely, you can hear it. I don't know if it comes across the airwaves or across the digital medium, but it's in there. There's a ghost in there, and it's clearly not a malicious spirit, but when you get an instrument that's got a ghost in it, you got to try to harness it. And I think that's a little bit of what this song is about. This is one of those tunes. You know, eventually all of us. I don't know anything about this. I'm in my 30s, but you know, it seems like at some point you start to realize you're not going to be around forever, and you start to sort of confront your mortality and you know, I think all of us, well, at least all of us that are believers in something, we have sort of an ongoing dialogue with the man upstairs or the great life force or whatever you want to call it. You know, if you're a spiritual being, you got a connection to something, and there's a dialogue that happens there. And I think this is this is another song by Benny Galloway, but I think that this is a pretty good representation of what his dialogue is with the big man upstairs. Sunrise on the Southland, paradise is calling. Peaches by the dozen, won't you meet my kissing cousin? I'm out east of California, getting off of this train, getting some wings. Next stop, the sunny Southland. You know, paradise is calling. It's always sunny weather, in a winter or whenever. You know, you catch me when I'm falling. Hard to say, it's just one of them things. Give me some wings, give me some wings, give me some wings. Give me some wings. You get wings, you better use them. Better yet, don't lose them. You think and learn by now and not be gone. Wings are made for angels. A little hard to handle, they're enough to get you lost, but not back home. God bless that sunny Southland. paradise is calling. Good luck if you can find him. You know he owes me, you remind him. Tell him time's a-wasting. If he can get me off of this train, get me some wings, get me some wings, get me some wings. Give me some wings. If you get wings, you'd better use them. Better yet, don't lose them. You think you'd learn by now and not be gone. Wings are made for angels. A little hard to handle, they're enough to get you lost, but not back home. Well, I miss that sunny Southland. Of course, you wanted to leave her. When you're broke enough for fixing, bring on the Mason Dixon. You know it's easy to believe her. Gonna be there when she sings. Give me some wings, give me some wings, give me some wings. Give me some wings, give me some wings, give me some wings. Yeah, give me some wings, give me some wings, give me some wings. Yeah, give me some wings. Give me some wings. Give me some wings. So that's pretty much what's on my record, Alice. If you're interested in it, you can find it out there pretty much where music is found. You can listen free on Spotify. You can download it on iTunes. I think it's pretty cheap on iTunes. You may also find it on my website, www.travisbookmusic.com. Or by coming and seeing me at a String Duster show or Central Virginia show. My main gig, what I do most of the time, is play bass in the infamous String Dusters, a band of brothers, some of my best friends. And we started that band when we were a lot younger. We didn't know what we were doing. We didn't know what we were up to. My wife and I wrote this song not long ago. String Dusters recorded it. This is a song about youth, a song about looking back and seeing how you might have done it different. But as we all know, there is no second chance in life. You got to grab it now. So I'll leave you with this tune. It's called Rockets.
Holding the fire, standing in the rain. Eyes of desire, close to the flame. Yet nothing can be done to change their minds. Out in the dark, far beyond the light. Homes with the stars that are out of sight. Nothing can be done to make them stay. Here and then they're gone. How long until they go? Rockets to the silver sky. Yeah, and if I had the chance to do it all again, follow every stream, fearless like them. I'd let everything be done in its own time.
time. I don't worry if it's wrong. How long until I go? How long until I know I need to fly rocket to the silver sky? Rocket to the silver sky.
And that's going to do it for Lambeth Live with Travis Book. You can find out more about him at travisbookmusic.com. Our engineer tonight was Christopher Galasso. Our producer is Peter Jones. And my name is Jane McDonald. Next week's guest will be David Wax Museum. To find out more about Lambeth Live, visit WTJU.net. Thanks to Travis Book and, of course, you for listening. See you next time on Lambeth Live.